Everybody, it's the Addy Foot Show, episode 100. I was gonna say 1,000. We were at episode 100. Yeah, what is that?
So that's I don't know. It's really annoying.
So that's the light outside of our apartment. So all night long tonight, when I'm trying to sleep because my bedroom is right there, we will be seeing a strobe light.
You mean you and Sue? It's not you and me.
Yes, me and you. We'll be seeing a strobe light together. Well, that's fucking annoying.
That's going to be really annoying, man.
I might give you a seizure. You got? I don't know if you guys can...
I don't think it's going to register.
Yeah, I think there's too much light in here already.
Yeah.
There's literally the lantern. We're on the second floor, so we're at like eye level with the streetlights.
Yeah.
And it's definitely blinking like a motherfucker. Alex Wallace in the house for episode 100.
I feel like that was like Stephen Hawking right now.
I feel like Alex Wallace has seen almost every episode.
Yes, dangerously close.
I was going to say, you were at least 75%.
I think even more than that. I think just, probably, you know, more. The whole with his, obviously, he's a kid now, so it's priority. And I think he missed one or two within that part span, which is, we can let that slide.
And I hope someday his kid becomes a fan. That'd be great.
Oh, man, getting generations.
Right? Oof. We got a little Nola in the house right there. She's just chilling like a villain for wet ears. We just had tacos on Wednesday. It was Taco Wednesday.
I know, that's great.
I don't know about you, but I like to blow my ass open after Taco Wednesdays. I usually sit in there in the toilet and I'm holding on for dear life, like a rocket ship ready to explode.
I mean, it's not quite Domino's pizza. That's a total.
That's another mess. Yeah.
I delay. Like, my body will be fine that day, and then the next morning, that's when hell erupts.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And usually in the morning when I wake up, once the coffee hits my stomach, it's all over but the Shelton.
That's what Hooters wings do to me.
Oh, yeah. What day do you go, Tuesday or Thursday?
Once a month on boneless night. That's Thursday.
Thursday, once a month, huh?
Yeah.
I've never been up there. I've heard great things, though.
I mean, honestly, all the different sauces are pretty decent, and it's all you can eat, so what the hell? And even if you don't like that sauce, screw it. It's free. Get another one.
Alex Wallace says he deserves a t-shirt. We should get him a t-shirt.
Kind of does.
Yeah, we should make you up one. We'll talk to Dr. Todd, who is in charge of paraphernalia. We'll get you a t-shirt.
Where's my Red Sox jersey? I got to talk to Todd.
Oh, yeah. Todd owes us a few things.
Or Patriots jersey, yeah.
Dr. Todd, are you in the house? Yeah, we have a couple of orders for you over there at the institute that you work at. Yes. What were you saying? You were saying what? Oh, what the fuck are we talking about? Shitting our brains out after food?
Yes, shitting our brains.
Domino's, coffee. Oh, yeah.
I never learned my lesson, though. The Hooters wings mess with me so bad. Ooh. I hate life the next day.
Yeah, Hooters wings are definitely, they're like Buffalo Wild Wings, too.
Yes, maybe even worse.
What day was that Buffalo Wild? Was it last Thursday I took you guys a picture of like the mango sauce I was eating?
Yes.
I get the mango habanero sauce. It's extremely hot and I cannot enjoy my chicken.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point
if
it's going to be that hot?
But I dip it. I made the mistake before getting it doused in it. Now I just dip it so I get a little bit of a kick.
Mm.
But it's still, I'm sweating like a fucking whore in church when I was eating it last week.
And if you're sweating, I mean, you know how I can fucking sweat.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even know. Is that the hottest one they have?
No.
I forget which one the
hottest. Flame and whatever the hottest one is. It's actually, I feel like the hottest one they have isn't as bad as the mango habanero. But the hot one, we got once before. I think you came out that night. We went out one Friday night. We all went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
And
you
I got
brought
the
home.
Yeah, I brought it home. Then I brought it to work.
Yeah, you put it, like, cleared out everybody's
sinuses.
Yes,
I put it in the microwave and it friggin' cleared out the office. It was riveting.
But you know what's funny? And I learned from there's a show I watch on YouTube called Hot Ones.
Yeah.
Where they actually get like real celebrities and they have a real interview. But in between the interview, they have to eat wings with hot sauces that are on them and they gradually get worse.
Well, nice.
Right? And sometimes if there's flavor, like there can be ones where it's actually more hot than the previous one, but it's more tolerable because it has flavor to it.
Okay.
If it's just like one that's like an extract and it's like a fuck you,
like
there are ones that are made just specifically fuck you. Like there's no flavor.
Burn
it's just
out.
To burn your fucking mouth. Like those ones suck, but there are ones that are hotter than that, but actually, like I said, have flavor. So it's more tolerable.
Do you ever go to the hot pepper store at Faneuil Hall? They have downstairs. So if you go like one of those novelty shops they have there, whatever, like that. Probably every city has one. But they had a hot peppers one. I've never been down there. I gotta check it out one of these days in the summertime and see what they got. They got all types of fucking hot sauce and stuff.
I do have a hot sauce making kit, which you could actually make it almost grade, if you wanted to, the grade of pepper spray.
Really?
I haven't used it yet.
It's fucking deadly.
It's just kind of sitting in my... I bought it as a gift for somebody and never materialized.
The Carolina pepper is the...
Carolina Reaper?
Reaper. Is that the hottest pepper that's out there?
No, the... Chocolate bouillon, I think.
Chocolate bouillon? Never heard of this one.
Yeah, it's like a designer pepper. It's like freaking manufactured.
Oh, so it's like a...
It's a real pepper, though.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's like a hybrid.
It's like a nectarine. It's a man-made.
Kind of, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Nectarine, half plum, half peach, man-made. Fun fact.
Yeah, it's really bad from what I've heard.
I can't wait for the banapple.
The banapple.
It's
going to
be a great one.
What shape would it take? More of a banana or an apple?
Yeah, I think it would look like a ball sack and a cock. I think when it's like, you know, done... You can't mix foods that you eat the skin and the ones you don't eat the skin. Like a banapple's a bad idea.
Because
what do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need like a banorange. It would make more sense because you don't eat the skins of both of them. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You peel them both. You know, it saves the fruitness of
what
it.
What a pear and a kiwi.
I guess I can say it. He has medical weed. And he says it relaxes the hell out of you.
That's good. It's not like a couch grabber.
Have you tried any of the stuff in the store yet?
No, I'm living off the ones I grew.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's gonna last me a long
legally,
time.
Of course.
I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
No, it's nice. It's a relaxing strand too. It's not one of those couch grabbing, freak out ones. So that's good.
Yeah, I gotta stop one of those. One of these days, I want to pop in the store and I'll grab a few of these like gummies and sit there.
Yeah.
And on a day, I don't have to do anything.
I can see it being weak. I think they're weaker.
Yeah.
But they're not like. But they're mellow. They're, you know.
Yeah, they were talking about how, like, the chocolate has so many grams if you eat so much of it, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I'm going to be what's his face on the morning show? Can't get high.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That whole story thing is bullshit. I don't know. I've never known, unless he's inhaling wrong.
Maybe.
Or.
But he said he took edibles, too, and it didn't work.
Or somebody lied to him. Somebody must have lied to him.
I wonder if I could get high. I never, because the only time I've ever tried, I was drunk. I've never just tried not being drunk.
Yeah, without being drunk. Yeah, that was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if... I don't know what the effects were, because I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't know what was going on what.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I guess, you know?
I personally prefer doing just one at a time and not mixing both of them.
Yeah, I think that takes away from one and the other.
Yeah, it really does. Especially if you're not sure which one is carrying you. Yeah.
Let's see. So, Rich Jameson. You know who Rich Jameson is?
No idea.
He says, "Welcome to the big time, 100 episodes."
Oh.
Now, we'll tell you that this is the 100th episode of the ID84 show, this generation. So this has been since, January of 2017.
Yes.
Now, if you go back even further, we had the ID and Eric show, which was, 2.5 years worth.
Yes.
And then we had the Adult Entertainment show, which is about 2 years worth.
I think I'm your longest running co-host, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll give you a little history since it's the 100th episode. So, this is really probably close to the 500th or 600th episode that I'm on the air, at least. We started in 2005 with the Late Night ID 84 show that evolved into the ID 84 show, which evolved to the ID and Eric show, which then evolved to the Adult Entertainment show, which then evolved to back to the ID and Eric show, then evolved to the ID show again.
Yes.
So, I mean, over the course of... that's 2000. Oh, there's the I gotta shut that thing off remotely. So I guess if you think about it, since 2005, it's then what was that? How many years is that? 14 years. 14 years of us podcasting.
How long have I known you now?
Since 2010, 11.
It's been about a fucking.
I think 2011.
A decade? I've known you about
it's been
a
almost
decade
10
now?
Years. Yeah, I mean shit. It's kind of crazy. I mean I've known Eric since I was 21, and I'm almost 35. So
shit.
All right, we got to shut this off a little bit. The great thing about it, we have the Echo Bee app. So you guys are probably hearing a little bit of a wind right now because we're right above the fuses.
You fart. But one of the dogs farted.
Probably.
Dude, that strobe light's really pissing
me
off.
Yeah, it's really kind of annoying me.
It's already really annoying me, man.
But you can listen to it. If you go to iTunes and just type in either the ID84 show or the Packy Radio Network, either or.
Yeah.
You can get every episode ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, you could binge listen.
Huh.
I'd done that once. I was driving from Boston to Florida, and I listened to, that's about a 24-hour drive.
Yeah.
So I listened to about 30 episodes.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a fucking drop in the bucket. 30 episodes is over 600.
That is. Well, what's interesting, though, is I remember I was already... writing for the website.
Yes.
And then I was also doing a movie That stupid Honky Holocaust.
That's right. Hockey Holocaust.
And, but they were, I don't remember, I think I'm the one who got, I was like, hey, would you want to have them on your show?
I think you were.
To, and then I piggybacked in with them because I was an extra and I'd already known you from the writing and corresponding.
So I wasn't on that episode. I was away.
That's
I called in.
Oh, was that the second one?
So it was.
They went on twice.
They have. So it was JR and Brianna. This is the Delta Entertainment Radio Show days. This was like 2012-ish, 13. I was on one of my road trips. And I remember they came in. Then they came in together. I don't know. Were you with them? They came in the second time. It was at the new studio over there. In the South End.
Yeah, I was there.
And did you go all drinking with us afterwards? When so the two of them were married, right?
No, they're not. I know
they
were
together,
about.
Right?
Telling me Chris Sula supposedly was hitting on JR.
Hit on JR, and the two of them are dirty dancing in the barroom of Foley's on a Monday night. And the video is somewhere. It's got to be somewhere online. You can catch the two of them grinding against each other.
Oh, wow.
There was one night, and I'm not sure if you were that night, when we had it was me, JR, and we had two interns for the radio show. I don't think you were there.
I don't think I was there. I was not there for that.
This was, we did a live show. I somehow finagled making a live show available. I made it happen. We were at it was called not the living room. It was one of those clubs in Faneuil Hall that was upstairs, the second floor. I forget the name of it. But this promoter that was big
on
Ned
Devine's, wasn't it?
No, it was across the street, actually, from Ned Devine's.
Okay.
It was called the lounge or the living room, something of that nature.
Okay,
I can't remember the name of it.
They come and go.
But there was this girl who came on our show a lot, and she was not a recruiter, but a promoter of this place. So she was promoting one of the nights. So she's like, why don't you guys come and do a live show? So we did. So we set up, and it was like this gangster rap night up there, right?
Oh,
so
God.
It's me, JR, and Brianna behind the computer on the board, and then we sent one of the interns out with a wireless microphone. But the funny thing was, he had no headphones. So he could talk, and we were recording it, and we were getting it live over the air, but we couldn't talk to him because it was so fucking loud in there.
Yeah.
So we would go out there and be like, hey, he had a code name. His name was like D-Lo or something like that because his dad was like a judge and he couldn't use his real name on the.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we sent D-Lo out and we're like, all right, listen, we're not going to be able to talk back to you. So basically, what you got to do is just go around. Really, dogs? Tommy? Yola? Just go out there and talk to people. Mm. So now it was like four white people and a gangster doc, mostly African American people night.
Yeah.
And he was going around asking these people questions and it was fucking hilarious. You could actually listen to this. If you could find this episode, I'll maybe link it or something. I'll figure it out for you where it is. But it was a good episode.
Mm.
And, so that was many fun times. We've been to many studios. We were in Cambridge. We were in downtown Crossing. We were over in the South End. We're in our living room now.
I had an easier time finding parking in Cambridge than I did.
Yeah,
here,
I know.
Than I do here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, and that's sad.
Well, we're in Revere, and they're supposedly supposed to open up two visitor spots. Parking lots behind us that aren't quite open yet, and I don't know what really is taking them. Did you notice some cars were parking over there, and then all of a sudden they put up these like "you will be towed" signs?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't know either.
Like an invitation?
Maybe they're waiting for the place to.
I don't know. There's an additional like 30 something visitor spots.
Yeah.
Tommy, stop it.
So honestly, okay, there is something actually I really wanted to share today. So. I don't know if you remember a few weeks back, you know how the local radio station, they do a thing every year where is it a racehorse
yes.
or is it a band?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you remember Jack G?
Jack G!
Yeah, this thing right here.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
All right, well.
It's creepy as fuck.
I took a ride down the Jack G rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. What'd you find?
Okay. I am completely confused.
What does he look like?
He's a freaking...
It's like a ginger? I've been picturing like a ginger.
Let me find a good picture of him here. But I took a ride down the Jack G rabbit hole.
Okay.
And I am completely... well, it's kind of blurry there, but he's...
Oh, God. Is that him?
Yeah.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not at all what I thought he looked like.
But so I am completely confused because I feel like he is a absolute nobody with a trust fund.
Okay.
And he spends money to create these fake companies and buy comments and do all this stuff and film videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And like pay to have people standing there to be like, oh, hey.
He could very
and
well.
And he's like, oh, I've done Perignon. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, I'm trying. I'm like, is he for real? Is he fucking around? Is he serious? Is he joking? Is he like, I'm seriously, take a ride down the Jack G rabbit hole.
I gotta check this out. So he has YouTube videos and stuff?
Not really. He has a few. But
so
like,
where was on Spotify?
He has albums too, though, but they're complete shit. And it was funny. There's this one I came across afterwards. I'll show you when we're done here. There was this one video, a couple videos I found of these people who did the same thing I did, actually. They just jumped down the Jack G rabbit hole trying to find this kid, and, like what this kid is all about. And it's actually kind of interesting. Like I'm not sure. I honestly think he's just a kid who has a lot of money.
I'm Jack G. Jack
G. Weird, man. It is weird.
I was more concerned about the guy who wrote the songs about the guys on the radio show. You know that one I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
He was from New Hampshire, and he had like songs about like it was freaking Fred out on the He had one about Zolak, and he had one about Maz.
I mean, I don't know what's worse, though, Jack G or...
Jack G! Jack G!
I don't know if that's worse than...
Go Google Jack G.
Or if...
I'm sure if you go to YouTube and type in Jack G, you'll find his weight. He looks nothing like I thought. He's a fat dude with glasses and long hair.
No, he really is. Or if that's worse.
Which was this? I don't remember this one.
Oh, you will in a second.
It sounds like he's playing like pans in your kitchen. Oh, I like this. Miles to York. It's actually catchy. Never so
far away. Yeah.
Who is that?
That is Lantern Waste.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, he dresses as a clown, by the way.
It does sound like he's playing like pots and pans in his kitchen, though.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's very much, It's not very, it's very Phil Collins.
He dresses as a clown, by the way.
That's creepy.
He looks like a serial killer.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why Eric hasn't done all this stuff yet. This is right up his category.
I know. He just gets stoned.
Grown man with lost bit of time in his hand.
I know.
I think he just gets stony. He doesn't have the motivation anymore, you know? It's part of the motivation, because you got to set up the camera. You got to upload it. You know, it's some stuff you got to do. It's not just, you know, showing up, you know?
You would think that at least get stoned, write those ideas down, and then when you're not stoned, then take action. That's kind of what I would do.
Yes, that's probably the right way to do it, because when you're stoned, you have no motivation whatsoever.
And then you realize... after the fact, when you're sober, what ideas are actually good and which ones are just you being a stoner dumbass.
Yeah. He does have that Twitter account, Bostonian.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, that he just like tweets like stuff like when he's stoned.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember. Oh, he did set that up. I wasn't sure if he actually did.
He had the motivation to do that.
Yeah.
So, but he hasn't had many tweets lately.
He probably forgot about it because he was high.
Probably forgot about it. It's true. So a lot has happened in the last week. We have had... what did we do? We had a show last week, right? So did we talk about the Kentucky Derby at all and the guy getting disqualified? I think so. I think we touched on it, right?
Yes, we did.
So we got the Celtics are out of the playoffs at this point. I think we talked about that last week, too.
Yeah.
Bruins are one game away of going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're looking pretty sexy.
Yes.
Red Sox are now only a couple of games behind first place, and everything's right in the universe.
They are. Everything's coming around for them.
That's right.
Their bullpen's still shit, but, I mean...
except for the weather in New England right here. It's a whopping 50 degrees today.
Every day looks like 6 p.m.
It feels like I'm living in the Northwest.
Yeah.
It feels like Seattle weather here.
Yeah, it'll change, hopefully. It is kind of depressing.
You got to figure one of these days it's just going to be like 90 degrees.
And there's that fucking light.
So do you see the strobe light outside our window?
Do I see it?
Have fun sleeping with that guy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Our room's going to light up like a nightclub. It's the light pole outside. It's literally flashing.
It's just flickering.
Just flickering. Yep, you'll see it now that you know it.
Oh, I see it. I can't. Every time I look over at Artie. Yeah.
We're going to think we're in that disco when we go to bed tonight.
Ooh, maybe we will be.
Oh.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. To be in a disco? And why did you say it so provocatively? Like, do people have sex in discos?
Possibly.
You ever have a sex in a strobe light? I have. It's weird.
Really? No, never.
It's fucking weird.
Nah. I think that's... I don't know if I could do that.
It's interesting. It's a good one-time test.
I think it would throw off my rhythm, to be honest with you.
It's actually kind of like, interesting because it looks like you're pounding in like kind of slow-mo, but you're not.
I can pound in slow motion in real time.
You know?
Just bring everything
But you're not. You know you're going fast, but it just looks slow.
I'm going to have sex next time in slow motion.
I'm going to bring over. I have a strobe light. Let me borrow it.
Ooh. Might have a seizure, though.
Well, that's how you find out if you're epileptic. Right
it's
there.
True.
Put this to the test. It's like, you ever been stung by a bee? I have. I know I'm not allergic, thank God.
I got stung by 27 bees at once. I stepped into a beehive.
Really?
When I was doing civil engineering, I literally had bee stings from my ankle to my thigh on both legs.
At least you know you're not allergic.
I was in so much pain. I was sitting inside the van after I got stung, and the guy I was working with was like, do you want to go to the hospital? I'm like, I don't have health insurance. Like, I can't. Wow. So I text this person I knew who was a nurse and asked her. I go, listen, I got stung. I count 27 whelps on my leg. I go, should I be concerned? And she's like, well, the fact that you're still breathing is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I probably would have died. I would have been like the kid in, what movie was
My
that?
Girl.
My Girl?
Well, I mean, there's bees and there's killer bees. Those are just regular bees. But yeah. Just think of it this way, Artie. Those bees died for you. They died killing you, trying to attack you.
Well, I did step in their house.
You did step in their house.
There was a fucking hole in the side of a hill that I just literally had a beehive in. I just literally put my foot through it. I couldn't have done more damage.
I've never been stung by a wasp. Have you?
No, bees is the only thing.
Yeah, me too.
Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Like a yellow jacket. Yeah. I think they're yellow jackets, yeah. Yeah. Bumblebees don't have stingers, actually. They're the fat, chubby fuckers.
I think they do, but they don't use them. They don't really use them.
They're like the fat kid in town. They're just kind of stumbling around.
But yeah,
floating around.
Yeah. Honeybees will sting.
Yeah, honeybees will. Or yellow jackets.
Yeah, yellow jackets.
And then the wasp. No, got stung by a wasp or a hornet. Have you?
No.
I don't think I really could tell you the difference between a hornet or a wasp if I've seen one.
No. I know some are more powerful than others.
Yeah.
Like they have motherfuckers. They call, that's an ant. There's a bullet ant, and that's in Africa, and it's not lethal, but it is probably one of the most excruciating, they say, like, pain you will ever feel in your life if one ever pinched you. Like, it is probably you'll think you're dying.
Yeah.
It's that painful.
Yeah. That sounds fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, bullet ants.
Bullet ants, huh?
Yeah, they have ceremonies, too, where, like, I don't know, because people are stupid, where they have, like, a jar or a case full of them, and you stick your hand in it. It's like a rite of passage thing.
Okay.
And, like, around all the bullet ants, and they're all going to bite you.
Surprisingly, don't make you stick your dick in it.
Oh, God.
That sounds like Fear Factor shit. Like, hey, let's stick your hand in that.
That sounds like Spice TV Fear Factor.
Yeah, yeah. A little provocative. Hey, listen. Ugh. I have a little chore for you, if you know what I mean.
Ugh.
Interesting. People are weird.
People are weird
out there. So it's the middle of May.
It is.
It's obviously the Bruins. We talked about them. They're in the playoffs. The Celtics suck. I'm very excited. I think the Bruins have a good chance of winning the whole thing. I mean, all they have to do is win 5 more times.
True.
When you think about it, 5 more wins. Break it down.
Yeah.
And they have they have 7 games the next series, and they'll have 3. They have technically 3 more games left here. So they have 10 games to win 5 games.
Who's the favorite in the other ones? St. Louis? Are they the favorite?
I think the...
I don't even know.
The San Jose has a little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
That's going to be a long series, though. I see that one going probably 6 games. So the Bruins could sweep and have a week off to just kind of chill.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
So I don't know if that's good or bad in hockey. Sometimes you want to keep playing.
That's true.
But at the same time, you want to get some rest, I guess. I don't know. But there's this bar in Florida called the ESPN Zone that's in Disney, and they hang the banners. I think I was telling you about this, of the winning teams of that year. So when me and Sue were down there, it was December, so they had the banner of they had the Red Sox banner already up, and they still had the Eagles and then the Golden State and the who won hockey last year? Washington. So as the teams, give up the throne, they put them up. So right now there's currently 2 Boston banners hanging in there. It's the Patriots and the Red Sox, and if the Bruins win, obviously there'll be a hockey one, so there'll be 3 Boston ones. And I'm kidding around, but I think maybe Toronto has a chance. I'm rooting for Toronto to go all the way here. You know what? I don't know. I don't want anyone in the West. I'm sick of tired of seeing
Golden
State.
Keep it in the North.
Yeah. And did you know that Golden State is playing Portland, right? For the Western Conference Finals?
They are.
And you realize that both Curry brothers play on each team?
Oh.
Steph's little brother is on Portland.
Is he better?
He's like a backup quarterback. He's like a backup, yeah.
So no.
And apparently there was a big thing about the parents. Like, ooh, who are you rooting for?
Of course.
And they say they flip a coin every game, and that's the team they root for.
All right.
Which is bullshit. Because you could very easily do what the McCourty mother does and just get a jersey that has both your sons on it. And then root for both of them.
That's a good idea.
That's it. What do you got to do? So fuck that. What would you do if you had kids playing against each other on different teams? Do you pick a favorite or... just root for individual stats.
I think I'd give, like, the PR, like, response. They're like, I love both of them. Like, yeah. But internally, everyone's got a favorite.
Everyone got a favorite kid, yeah. I mean, I'm the favorite in my family. It's clear. Yeah. No one likes my sister, so. She's like a she's a stepdaughter.
But they still love her because she's family. Yeah.
They love her. Yeah. She's, and know what? I don't really care because she doesn't listen to the show anyway. She had over 15 years of opportunities to listen to the show.
Yeah. She's not going to start now.
One time I prank called, my mother on the radio in college illegally because you're supposed to tell someone near the phone. So
We've called your mom before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I told her my sister was pregnant. And then my sister's friend happened to be listening to the show and thought my sister was actually pregnant. My sister, I think, was probably 16 at the time.
Oh, my God.
So that made things even funnier. Ha ha, funny. Mm. I've also prank called my mom saying that pretended I was the police chief of Revere.
Yeah.
And then there was a warrant for arrest for a hit and run. I also prank called her saying I was the manager of Buffalo Wild Wings that she was currently banned from. And they were pressing charges on her. So... I was using the same voice every single time. Again, I was illegally recording her. She had no idea she was being recorded or broadcast.
But you know she's not going to press charges on that.
What's she going to do? Yeah. Are you going to report me?
Yeah. When's that bachelor party, by the way, you're going to?
My bachelor party?
No, the bachelor, your sister.
You guys throwing me another one?
No, your sister.
Nice of you.
No, your sister.
Where are we going?
No, your sister's fiance.
It's the week after Memorial. Oh, shit. It's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from Friday.
In the woods.
In the fucking woods.
I'm sure it'll be fun, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a condom, so can't get a guy pregnant, right?
That we know of.
That you know of.
But nowadays, you never know who's a guy anymore.
That hot tub is going to be, they have a hot tub, apparently.
The hot tub time machine?
Hot tub time machine. That'd be awesome, imagine. Well, I hope it's not like the hot tub and like Double Shot of Love. Are you watching Double Shot of Love at all?
No, I got to catch up.
We are obsessed.
I've only watched the first two episodes.
This household is obsessed with this shitty show. It's a shitty, this show is shitty in all aspects of the world. And we and her finally realized that. So they really picked some fucking train wrecks for Bryce.
Yeah, they did. I've seen all the girls. They are none of them are that great. And that girl that has that laugh.
Oh, yeah. Susie. Her name's Susie. Yeah, which is hilarious. So we established that. At first, I thought the show had a little bit of legitimacy in it, and they were actually picking girls they legitimately liked. And then there were some fucking train wrecks. So now we're about like seven episodes in. And it's clearly that the producers are telling them to keep the fucking wacky girls on because it's making things interesting.
Okay, is the girl that, I remember in the first episode, there was a girl that, she's actually probably out of all of them one of the cutest ones, but one of them was crazy. The girl that was crawling on the floor and she was like making the weird faces and going
still
above
on
the
there.
Couch. Yeah, I was going to say,
she's still on. That's Holly.
She's probably one of the cuter ones out of all of them.
Holly's still there.
But the most fucking nut job one.
She's a
Jersey girl?
Yeah.
Is she Jersey?
She has the weird eyes, yeah.
She has the nice
body. So there's this black chick on there that's like causing so much drama. She's being a fucking pain in the ass.
Of course she is.
And there's been like two episodes where it's like, they got to get rid of this fucking girl. She's a cancer to the house. And then light dawns on Marblehead. No, they're keeping this fucking girl on the show because she's causing the drama. It's what making the show
interesting. Exactly. The producers are going to
answer that. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So now I'm all in. So I'm like, all right. Now that I know this is not legit. Like, obviously, these two fucking guys are going to pick a girl and like diddle them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all the girls who have been boring and not saying shit, they're just cutting. So every single one so far in the last 3 weeks have been like duds. Like there's like this one, like this Cuban girl they just got rid of because she didn't really talk much. Mm. She didn't really speak much English either. So it was very difficult for her to communicate.
I mean, let's face it, they're not going to find love on this anyway. Really.
No.
It's all publicity stuff.
I'm surprised they're not dumping loads. They got to be, right? You think so?
Yeah.
Because they're all living in the same house.
Yeah, probably.
But no one knows how long of this was stretched out. Like how long has this, was this like 2 weeks? Every day,
probably.
Recording every day?
I would say probably 2 weeks.
It would have to be, right?
Yeah. It probably
I mean,
is.
It's probably like every day you wake up, do a show. Every day, and then they stretch. Because we figured there was 20 girls. They're going to cut down to two. So there's at least 18 episodes.
Yeah.
Give or take. You get these fucking stupid little fruit flies.
It's a mosquito, man.
Is it a mosquito?
Yeah.
No way.
It's a mosquito. Oh, no. Maybe it's a moth. Maybe it's a little moth.
Looks like we got these little fruit fly thingies.
That's too big for a fruit fly.
Well, they're like ants with wings. I don't know where they're coming
that
from.
That sounds terrifying.
This place is infested. We had a mouse here. Now we have ants with wings. And
it's better than a spider.
We're very clean people.
If I start seeing fly and spiders, I'm killing myself.
Yeah, no. That's why I leave. I'll pack my bags. I'm living my Jeep.
If spiders learn to fly, that is not a world I want to be part of.
No, that's fucking scary.
No, I'm
shit.
Killing myself.
What about Spider-Man? He flies.
Well, this is human.
I guess so.
I mean, like an actual fucking arachnid with wings. I'm done.
Yes.
It's over.
So back on the Double Dose, would you ever sign up for a show like that?
Wait, the Double Dose?
I mean, not Double Dose. Fuck those people. The Double Dose of Love. Double Shot of Love. That's what it's called. Double Shot of Love.
Out of curiosity, I wouldn't anticipate ever getting any far, but just out of curiosity.
Well, like The Bachelor, like that type of show, right? I mean...
I don't think so. It seems like a lot of paperwork and bullshit and interviews and going over and
so
over again.
So I think I wouldn't do the show if I was one of like the one of 50. If I was one of the experiments, if you will, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I would do it just to be for the fucking, you know, for the fact of it. But like it gets like you ever been with a bunch of dudes and it starts getting competitive and it's like just fucking now you just get you know you lose interest in the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like I don't even want to do this in the first place. Go fuck yourself. You know? Like I remember like. I remember this dude, I was working at this job and they were training and he was like super like helpful for all the girls. Like, let me do this for you. Like unnecessarily helpful.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying.
Yep.
You know, that would annoy me. I would be one of those guys in the show that would keep around because I would just fucking, sometimes I lose my mind. I'll just start going on the dark side. I would look like a fucking lunatic on these shows.
There's a guy who was at my job who was like that. Honestly, he treated the women there so nice. And, all the girls loved him.
Yeah, yeah.
All the girls loved him.
Because they love it. They
but when he would talk or deal with me, like, it was complete 180. Like, yeah, I have to like wait on emails all day.
Yeah, like you're a fucking piece of shit.
Would never say thank you to any email I sent. Like, it was a complete ass.
Here's another thing, too. I don't know what I want to get off of. We'll get back on that. Let's see. Remind me, bring that back up, that email guy, because I got to go on another fucking rant.
Gotcha.
But if you were the contestant, so all these girls are throwing themselves at you. You were the bachelor. You were fucking Vinny or Pauly D.
All right.
I would probably enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, who wouldn't like that kind of attention?
A lot of these bitches don't like this show who are on it because they're used to the guys going after them.
Yes.
And now they have to actually do some work for the first time.
Might as well embrace it. You're never going to get that kind of attention ever again if you're a regular person.
Me and Sue established that Vinny's very awkward. And he's pretty much double back.
I don't know, but I wonder how much of that's... At this point, though, maybe originally, but I wonder now, since, let's face it, he's been through the run of the mill a million times. I wonder how much of that now is an act. Maybe originally it wasn't.
Could be right. Could be his character.
You're exposed to all that all the time. There's no way you're still the same person.
Well, I like how they keep saying how great of Pauly D is as a father, but you never ever hear of him with his daughter. You never see pictures of him with his daughter. You never actually hear about him doing stuff with his daughter. You think if you're such a great dad, there'd be at least some kind of pictures of him, like at the fucking, you know, the Roger Williams Zoo down in Providence, fucking taking the girl to see the.
And he doesn't talk about it.
He never talks about it. So he's such a great dad, but he never talks about his daughter. Never brings it up. Very rarely ever brings it up.
Or maybe even next to his bed, there'd be a photo.
Maybe
or
a picture.
You know, maybe a picture.
You know, maybe
somewhere
a tattoo of his daughter.
Instead of all your fucking necklaces hanging up.
So I don't think that's good of a father.
No, he's a dick.
He sounds like a dick.
What kind of person? Think of it this way. What kind of person lives in Vegas?
Yeah. An animal. Fucking animal.
I know, right?
Well, I always said when Susie divorces me, I'm moving to Vegas. I'm going to be a bartender at a casino somewhere.
Ah, but you're still in the middle of the fucking desert.
That's right. So she'll get the house and the kids and the fucking, my, you know, 75% of my income.
Well,
and
I'm glad you have a plan. So.
Well, that's why I have a parachute fund. I need enough money to get out to Vegas.
There you go.
Then she takes it all. I mean, I'm not going to initiate divorce, but if she wants to divorce me, you know what I mean?
Always thinking
ahead. It's like that country song. Ahead. I got the Jeep, she got the palace.
Yep.
I'm going through the big D, and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the big D, and don't.
It's the dogs.
You know that song, right? Sue? Yeah, she knows that song. It's like 90s country. Yeah. Right there. I remember that song. I didn't know what D meant when I was a kid. Going through the big D and don't mean Dallas. I had no idea. I always thought he was saying B, and I didn't know the song was about divorce. I thought it was bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And then I finally realized he was saying D,
and
I put two and two together, divorce. Because at a seven-year-old, you didn't realize that, you know, when you get divorced from a woman, she takes everything from you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're stuck with a finger up your ass. Yeah. I work with a guy who's been divorced twice and married three times.
Oh,
why would you do that punishment?
Why would you do that, man?
That seems like pure fun. It's planning one wedding's a pain in the ass. I'd say if I ever got married again, it would never be a big wedding.
Well, also,
sometimes you're stuck, though, because the girl you may be marrying may
be
your
first
wedding.
Yeah.
And then you get to a certain point where you're like, all right, I'm on my third wedding. When are you throwing the fucking towel?
Yeah.
When you realize that marriage is maybe not for you.
And if kids are involved, forget it, man. That's going to make things even more problematic.
At some point, you got to realize that maybe I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like people, like this podcast, 100 episodes. Maybe we're not good at this. But we still try.
We still rock
the old
on.
College
we power through.
It feels better now because we don't have to pay for it anymore. Like we used to back in the day. We used to pay for the fees for the fucking radio station and all that shit. But
It was funny. I made a comment not that long ago at something I was at, and I just did not sit well. No, it's not that it didn't sit well.
Yeah.
I just looked like an uneducated buffoon. And because, all right, you know how, now, ASL, American Sign Language, technically, But somebody was talking, the American Sign Language Association, somebody was talking about it, automatically I reverted back to my 16-year-old brain, and I'm like, oh, age, sex, location? And they're like, and that's when I jumped in. I just heard ASL.
That's what I would have thought.
And I went, age, sex, location? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're like, no, American Sign Language.
I'm going to say, I've never actually heard ASL referred to American Sign Language until you just said that.
Thank you.
I would have thought age, sex, location.
Thank you.
And then I would have asked where the P was for the pick.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because I used to have this really... So the only person I ever knew that had a webcam was Doubleback. And he had one. We took these pixelated pictures of ourselves that looked like borderline mugshots, which if I dug it up, I have it in my safe in my picture box that I still have to this day.
Did it like stutter with the movement because it was like one of those
older
ones?
You couldn't really take a video, so everything was very pixelated. And at that time, I go, fucking digital cameras will never take off.
Yeah.
I was like, one of those old people.
But imagine walking into a conversation with a bunch of people, and they're like, oh, are you familiar with ASL? And I'm like, oh, yeah, age, sex, location? Yeah. And they all look at you like, no, American Sign Language.
You're like 36, and I'm like, male, fucking stoner bitch, what's up?
I feel like a fucking moron.
I'm like, they're like, why? You're just giving your stats out. That's a little bizarre.
Email guy.
All right, I don't give a fuck if you're 50 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old. If you're a professional and you use an email on a regular daily basis, I expect an email not to be a text message. You know when you text message someone, hey, how's this doing? How's this doing? And I want a hey, hello, how, what's going on? This is in regards to this.
Yes.
Sincerely or thank you, so-and-so.
Yeah.
I don't want a sentence.
No.
As an email.
No. Save that for like Skype chat, like in the office, like inner office.
These are middle-aged men who are at least 10 years older than me, who I have to deal with clients and stuff like this, who don't know email etiquette.
Yeah. So it looks like our group chats.
It looks like a chat. If you're going to send me a message like that, text me. You have my number. Real quick. What's the number on that? What's that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel disrespected when I get an email that isn't properly put together. I like structure. I like paragraphs. I like bullet points if you're expressing multiple things on it.
What if it's something like really, it's short, but it's really urgent?
Didn't you get, you shoot a phone call.
What if their office is like right there? And
I still expect a, hey, Adi, how you doing? Or a, hey, Adi. Or at least a, hey, Adi. I want to see a, hey, something.
Okay.
Hi, Adi.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Adi. Or hello. Yeah. Doesn't even have to say my name. Hi. Mm. This is in regards to this. Thank you.
Okay.
And I need a signature.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. My phone automatically has my signature set up to it. I don't even have to type it anymore.
Yeah.
And everyone else has the same phone as I do.
Yeah.
Ignorance. Old men.
Hmm.
Nothing's worse than a middle-aged businessman.
You know, it's interesting in some areas, too, of the world, like automatically, you know, my signature at the end, it'll say thanks.
Yes.
You know, but some places you should not put thanks, but thank you.
Oh, I always say thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think
it
depends on who I'm talking to. If
thank
it's someone
you.
Who I'll say thanks.
Yeah.
But it looks like Rafael Palmeiro a little bit.
It does look good. Right? Holy shit.
But like,
mustache.
Put, you know, thank you if I'm dealing with people from other states. Usually.
Yes. We want to say thank you. Let's be, if we're professionals. Let's be professional with our email.
Yes.
It's not a text message. A text message, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That'll give you the freedom to quick sentences. I want an email to be structured properly because when I grew up, an email was, when we grew up, emails were starting to be the new form of letters.
Oh, yes.
So if you were to write a letter like that, you look like an asshole.
Through Netscape.
You know, you had Netscape, or I had one box that had a phone number attached to it, so you could actually get your, you could call up a number and get like your emails read to you.
Yeah.
Then one box, you started had to pay for it. It was like $20 a month.
Yeah.
My mother was paying for it.
Yeah.
And I go, why are you paying for free email?
I think you can drop certain formalities the more you build a rapport with people. Like if I've been emailing someone for years, I might say, like, I'll touch base with them later. You know what I mean? I won't say, like, I'll get a hold of them. I'll say, I'll touch base. Like,
yeah,
I
might, which is fine if it's a one-on-one email, but if there's other people,
if it's a group chat, yeah.
Then that just looks slow.
You got to be more aware of who.
It's my pet peeve.
You know?
Pet peeve. I used to hate it when bartending. The number one customer I hate the most is a middle-aged businessman who's from the South. They're the most rude, ignorant people on the planet.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fucking chick with your tits hanging out.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
When I hear a Southern accent coming out of a man's mouth,
I
immediately think douchebag. And I would have thought people would have thought the same about a Boston accent, but we just got voted second sexiest accent. And I'm telling you, it's only on the dudes, because a woman's Boston accent is horrific.
When it gets animated, it can get really horrific.
Oh, God. Nothing's worse than a bunch of fucking Revere Barrage going at it with chitty chatting.
You were talking about, that's a pet peeve for you.
Yes.
But you were talking about bartenders, and it just ignited one for me. So I have this thing. And I actually went off on a bartender once. I'm not one to call up, like, I want to see the manager. I'm usually one with, like, whatever, I'm just going to let's go. But this.
That's an Ellen move.
This fucking set me off that I actually did ask for the manager, right? So I bought a drink, right? And let's just say the drink was, it wasn't, but I'm just making up figures in the differential here, right?
Okay.
Let's just say the drink was $8, actually, it might have been, right? And I put a 10 down,
okay,
right?
They took the 2 automatically.
Yes. They didn't put the now, I probably would have left that for a tip.
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah.
But don't assume I'm going to do that. No. He never. Didn't hand, he just looked at me and said, thank you, right? I fucking
I would be pissed off.
My
too.
Shit.
Yeah, I would be very upset.
Like
that.
That is for me to leave that there, yes. Not for you to fucking assume I'm going to leave.
The only
that
time
there.
I wouldn't bring it back was if they said it's all set.
Yes.
And if they and I always ask, like, oh, I always say this is what I always say, and it could be $1 there, it could be $10. I'll be right back if you change. And 9 out of 10 times, if it's all set, they'll be like, no, it's all yours. Then you just then you assume. You never ever assume. That's like the number one thing you never do. That's a dickhead move.
I freaking lost.
Oh yeah, no, that's a. I would be very. I agree. I'd be very.
Like I was gonna leave that there. Like I really was, but you making that assumption. Oh,
I've had that assumption before with like $5. Like you leave, you know, like something of that nature.
Oh man,
you give them a 10. It's a $5 drink. And you don't get your change back.
Yeah,
that's balls.
Yeah.
The balls and the broad.
Yeah.
It's usually a broad bartender.
Guys, it was a guy.
It was a guy, too.
It was a guy.
Well, that's even a cock.
Looked me right in the eye and said, thanks.
Wow. He's like, thanks.
Yeah. He's completely
like,
fucking lost.
He's like, thank. And then he helps better than winking at you.
I know. Well, maybe I talked to the manager actually thanked me.
Oh, then what happened? You get the $2 back?
No.
He just like, keep it.
He should have. It would be nice if he gave me a free drink out of it. I wasn't looking for anything.
Yeah. They should have got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little, you never assume. If anyone in the servant industry, or any industry that's tipped for that matter, never assume that the change is yours, because then you'd really be uncomfortable. I actually get offended at when, like, say, like, you know, say the bill was $25 and they give $40, and I go, I'll be right back if you change. I'm offended when, before I even say that, they go, I need some change. Well, no shit. That's when I want to take the fucking thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you need change. I'm telling you, I'm getting you change. Don't you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little things like that bother me.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Or I hate when you go and say, hey, how you doing today? And they're like, I'm just getting food. Oh, really? I'm doing great. Thank you. Fuck. Or, hey, can I get you something to drink? And they're like, yeah, I'll order a taco. And I'm like, well, can I get you a drink first? Because that's how we do things in America. I'll get you a drink. You leave the menu. And then I'll get you food. If you're really ballsy and you want to give me a drink and your food order at the same time, okay, I can do that for you. Don't fucking give me your food order first. And then try to give me a drink order, because I'm going to make my rounds around the bar and you're going to be the last fucking drink I get.
I remember I was visiting Eric once. And
I'm sure you got class A service.
No, this woman who's sitting next to me.
Was he doing the shuffle?
Tries to order oysters extra cold.
Extra cold. I wish you.
And Eric's like, they only come in one
temperature. Yeah, there's one temperature. Cold. Yeah, can't any extra, they'll be frozen.
Exactly.
And I don't think you want to eat a frozen oyster.
Yeah.
I was sitting there one day, and someone ordered a lobster. So in Massachusetts, what they'll do is, when you get a lobster tail, they usually crack, if they crack the rest of the body, don't give you the rest of the body, they just give you the tail. You still got to crack it yourself. This guy was beyond pissed off that they didn't slice the belly of the tail for ease of him to access it.
Oh, man.
And Eric's like, and the guy goes, you guys don't chop the tail? And me and him looked at each other. He's like, I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't cut the tail open. And he's like, we typically don't do that up here in New England. Because you don't. You give them the fucking, you're lucky they even fucking gave you crackers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should, no male, unless you're doing the claws. The claws, you need crackers. But you should be able to remove the meat of the tail with your bare hands. And then you poke your hand fingers through the bottom of it and you pop out the meat like an adult.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Learn how to eat a lobster.
Yes.
Fucking non-New Englanders.
Did I tell you the story about the guy? Because my first job was Burger King when I was a teenager. And there was this guy who completely lost his shit when he ordered a bacon double cheeseburger. No bacon.
No bacon.
Which means it's double cheeseburger. Right? Yes. So, well, oh, you want a double cheeseburger? He's like, no.
Ooh.
I want a bacon double. No, he was serious. I want bacon double, no bacon. And so what we ended up doing was just taking the wrapping and crossing out the bacon icon and giving it to him. He was fine.
What a fucking lunatic.
It's the same fucking
same thing.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought this, that in order to graduate high school, one should be able to have to work in the service industry, whether retail or food service, for at least like an intern for like a semester.
Okay.
Because I feel like when you work either retail or restaurant, mm-hmm. you have an appreciation of how to treat a human being.
And how stupid people really are.
Yes. But more of the merit, like the how to treat a human. How to be human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very I get very uncomfortable when I, like, do you remember Double Back flipping out at Mikey on my bachelor party because he was rude to the waitress?
He was.
He was. He was rude.
I mean, it's okay.
It was very uncomfortable. But at least Joe called him out on it.
He's got these weird, like, flashes when he does that.
Ooh, Mikey?
And it really is frustrating. Like, yes. I remember even on New Year's, we were playing Cards Against Humanity. He's like, these cards suck. And he's like, I don't even want to say these cards. And we're like, just pick one. He's like, I don't want to. Remember? And
we're like, just pick one. Well, the time when the waitress asked what we want for drinks, and he goes, do you like to be tied up?
Yeah, we were trolling him a little bit.
We were. Eric got up and left.
Yeah, he was gone. Yeah. Man, But, oh, God. And then there was another time at Burger King where I remember an old guy ordered a coffee. Just, you know, you get your coffee yourself.
Yeah,
the coffee machine was, I put the cup on the counter for him to take, and I don't know. I still don't know what I did. He's like, that was very disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
How many different ways can you hand a guy a cup, Artie?
You take your pants off and give it to him.
How many different ways can you hand a guy a cup?
There you go.
I mean,
we used to do the same thing at Auburn Pan. We used to, I used to get there at 6 in the morning because we had the mall walkers. So we used to open at 6.
Yes.
So the bakery would still be cooking stuff, but we had coffee for the mall walkers and stuff like this. And there would be people who would be there every morning. And I worked there like Monday through Friday, like 6 a.m. to like 2, like during the summer when I was during summer vacation. And these old people every morning would still question the price of the coffee. How come it's $1.25? Well, it was $1.25 yesterday. It's going to be $1.25 tomorrow. It's $1.25 today.
You wouldn't say that, though.
No, that's why I felt like saying that. I was like, oh, fucking 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid. I'm like, I want to say, listen, lady, I just need this money because my dad says I need a job to pay for my car insurance. I go, I really don't give a fuck if you like the price of the coffee, if you even like the coffee. I know your options are limited in this mall because at the time there was no Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm.
And the little coffee shop that was in the corner near Sears had closed. So this is basically all you can get for a coffee here.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, unless you want to go across the street to Dunkin' Donuts and bring your coffee to the mall, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know. I go, you got to talk to management on that one.
Yeah.
It's my go-to. So I go, I got to talk to management on that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't really fucking care.
Yeah. We should talk to manager because I don't know. Yeah.
I say that in my day job too. I'm like, I don't know. We got to talk to management on that. I don't make these decisions. It's above my pay scale.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things in life where I feel like you get paid a certain amount to deal with a certain amount of shit, but beyond that amount of shit is out of your pay scale, and that's someone else's shit to deal with.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you know, in it, I think I don't, there's no reason you can't pass the buck on that because, you know, it's someone else's problem.
There are times, though, it's like, I know exactly what you're saying, and it's like, you know what, this is beyond my pay grade. I'm not even going to deal with this shit. But there have been times, though, few and far between, where I hated that person so much that I was willing to deal with it just to fuck them over.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened,
that's also
too.
An issue, too.
You know, so, you know, I'm going to fuck them over because, you know what, they suck. And
I refuse to help you at this point. Now I'm your worst enemy. Like, in the first 5 minutes of conversation, you're either going to be my friend or you're going to be my enemy. Yeah. And that will divide. That's the fork in the road for the rest of our lives together. And it's very, very rarely those roads ever come close to each other and be able to cross paths again.
Yeah.
And in the first 5 minutes, if you're a dickhead to me, you are now filed away in the dickhead file where I will do absolutely nothing for you and make your life completely miserable.
Well, like I said, please and thank you go a lot of way. They go a long way.
And don't think because you're a hot chick and you're going to be a bitch to me, you think you're going to get that hot girl.
Oh,
privilege.
No. That doesn't work on me at all.
That's worse.
That works on Eric.
It does work on Eric.
It wouldn't work on me at all.
He's weak-minded. That actually enrages me more.
Yeah.
That actually makes me want to make sure things don't go very successful for you.
Like, good for you. You're hot. Yes. What else you got going on?
Exactly.
Man? What else is going on upstairs?
Nothing. And then if for the opposite, if you're a hot girl and you're nice... And then I think to myself, you know, she was at least nice.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm in the same boat.
You at least get that for you.
But that's why, too. That's why I was so aggravated when my first impression of Todd was him flying out of my car, leaving my car door
and
open.
Say thank you.
And not even saying thank you. Like, please and thank you go a long way. Especially if I had already known him, then that's one thing.
Now that you know him, now it makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes fucking sense. But like, as a first impression, it's like, who the fuck is this guy? Right? I was nice enough to give him a fucking ride.
Dr. Todd at first sight is the first impression of Dr. Todd.
We squashed that a long time.
Yeah, you get everything right there.
Yeah, we've talked.
Well, Todd only likes about a handful of people on the planet. Yeah. So if you fit into his category of like you're socializing with him, any aspect of it, you're in a good.
Well, he did confess to me. He's like, Adam, you are the only one of Artie's friends that I have never wanted to punch in the face.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
That's just it's kind of frightening. Just all this rage Todd has.
That was very nice of him to say.
Like, he's an interesting character, though. He is. I can tell you that much. I do enjoy his presence and his when he used to be. Did you ever go to the show back in the day when we were in downtown Crossing? He used to sit there and bang beers back, and he would say like two words the entire show.
I was there for one of them. Yeah, he was at one in Cambridge, I think.
Okay, maybe.
Because I gave him the ride.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We haven't seen him in a couple weeks.
Maybe he's in South America.
I usually see him once a month.
Yeah.
But we're due for it. Yeah, he might be in South America. You never know.
I didn't even know until very recently that he lives in the same town I live in. He lives in Woburn.
He does, yes. He does.
I didn't even know that until relatively recently.
Yep.
Which I'm surprised I've never bumped into him because I live off of Main Street. He just moved
to Woburn.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Because I'm always on Main Street.
He was in Wilmington for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think he's now recently, where do you live on? You live on like Henry Street, right?
No, I do live off of Main Street. But I'm right off of Main Street. Yeah, that's right, cinema, kind of.
That's right. Yes.
I'm always walking up and down Main Street, so I'm even surprised.
I got pulled over by a cop there once.
The cops are nice. I've never had a problem with their police.
I was taking a shortcut through. The traffic was backed up on 128. I was working in Burlington at the time. Mm. So I took that exit where the cinema is. So the cinema would be on your right, and you go down that road. I think it's like connects to 38 at some point, and it kind of zigzags your way through like Stoneham and Medford and get into like the Parkway.
Okay.
And I got pulled over for going fast. But the cop let me go because I had a Red Sox flag on the back of my old Jeep.
Yeah, honestly, Woburn cops are pretty nice.
He goes, you know how fast you're going? And I go, I don't. But I'm going to assume it was over the speed limit because you pulled me over. And he goes, you would assume right. I'm like, all right. He's like, it drops to like 25 in this area. I'm like, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's true anymore, but I remember as a teenager and it was even talked about before. It ended up in the newspaper. You do not want to get pulled over by Redding cops.
Oh, Redding cocksuckers?
Redding cops were bad.
Really?
Yeah, I remember even, it was shortly after high school, even in the newspaper, I guess there was an incident where a Redding cop pulled over a guy and the guy said that he was an undercover cop.
Oh.
And then the Redding cop beat the shit out of him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then it's funny because the story got very squashed very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it disappeared right? Real quick.
But like Redding cops, I know not all towns work this way, but Redding worked on a quota. Like amount, yeah. So
I don't know much about Redding. I know what Redding is, obviously, but the Jordan Furniture's in Redding.
That's right, technically it
is. I did comedy once off of Main Street in Redding. Was that 28 that runs through that area?
Yes.
I worked in North Redding.
You have to go to there's a Walmart.
Which I went through.
Yeah, North Redding.
I used to drive through Redding to go to work for a couple of years.
The registry used to be in Redding.
I've never been to that registry.
It's not there anymore. No, okay. It's like kind of on the. It used to be on the Wakefield Redding line. Okay. Right before you hit the lake, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know much about Redding, but I could tell it being a douchey town.
Yeah, they always used to beat us in football.
I remember. I think it might have been North Redding. Once a year, Revere girls play Powder Puff, the seniors, and we always played. I can't remember if it was either Redding or North Redding, but my sister played one year, and she got four touchdowns off of them.
Oh wow.
So I think it was North, maybe North. I don't remember. It was definitely a Redding.
Yeah,
I like the people from out of town that say Reading.
Reading.
Did we get that?
Well, there is a Reading, Pennsylvania, and they call it Reading. It's spelled the same way as Redding.
I thought they say Redding. No,
I thought it was Reading.
Really,
Pennsylvania.
Oh. Yeah. I know it's spelled the same way. Yeah, I didn't know that's the pronunciation. Yeah. Me and Sue will be in Pennsylvania next weekend, a week from this weekend, Memorial Day. We're going to Pennsylvania. She wants to see some Amish people, so I promised her Amish people.
So they're a tourist attraction.
Basically, yes. Well, we're going to Hershey Park, which is in the middle of Amish country.
Yes.
And she goes to me, she goes, are there going to be Amish people? Then I go, yes. They go, Intercourse, Pennsylvania is that county where there's a lot of Amish people. So, yes, she's going to use these people who are just trying to live their lives as a tourist attraction.
The Amish have money, though, man.
You know what's good about the Amish, though? They don't listen to the show because they don't have the internet.
I didn't know this, but the Amish actually have a lot of money. They don't spend it, though.
They don't spend it, huh?
But they have a shit ton of money.
Oh. Are they that religion?
Well, no, just think about it. They don't...
Very religious people.
They are religious, but, like, yeah. they don't... Their needs aren't... Like, they don't That's use true. Phones. They have all these jobs that they do.
They build those little, like, those
in their
heaters.
Little communities. Yeah.
I was like, wall heaters.
But their means of living is so small. I was watching a thing on how much money a lot of the Amish people
they
have.
They don't buy razors because they got those beards. Yeah. You know?
They don't have TVs and have cell phones.
You ever
cars.
See Amish, we call grown up, was it like growing up Amish or escaping Amish?
Oh, that ended up being bullshit. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
bullshit? Yeah.
It was proven to be bullshit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I always like think of.
I was on TLC for
I,
a while.
I always think of Kingpin.
Oh, God. I've seen
you know,
a
he was an
time.
Amish buller. You yes. know? Yeah. Good old days. The Amish, yes. So we've seen Amish as tourist attractions. We're going to go. We went to Hartford last weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was good. It was a nice little ride. We went to a mall. And then we went to downtown Hartford and we walked around and then we went to a baseball game.
How was the game?
Let's go. Yeah. It's the AA affiliate of the actually Colorado Rockies, which the Red Sox are playing tonight.
Ah.
And they've only been there for 2 years. They were originally in New Britain, Connecticut. And for years, they were the New Britain Red Sox up until about 95.
But then they were affiliated with the Rockies? Still?
No, they were affiliated with the Red Sox back
then.
Oh,
wow. I didn't even know that.
And then they switched affiliates with the Phillies for a little while. And then Colorado brought them over. It's very interesting how teams are affiliated with what teams. Like, Boston keeps all their teams on the East Coast. They got the Salem Red Sox in Virginia, and then they got the Mud Hens? Yeah, down in
Toledo
South Carolina.
Hens. The Toledo Mud Hens?
No, they're in South Carolina, the double-A team. The single-A team, rather. Then they get a single-A Lowell, and then they get double-A Portland, and they get triple-A Pawtucket. But all their teams are kind of like, you know, East Coast, Carolina to Maine, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas, like, Colorado, they get their fucking, or the Mets, for example. I mean, their AAA club is Vegas.
That's so weird that, like, yeah, like the Rockies have a AA team mm-hmm. on the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean.
That's so stupid. Like, imagine if you get a call-up, you got to fly across. Right, at least the Red Sox have all their teams are relatively.
Yeah, like, it's quick. Like Pawtucket, I mean, you need to get, you're getting called up for the Pawtucket to go to play a Red Sox game. You're a 45-minute drive.
The Portland Sea Dogs, same thing.
Yeah, you're a 45-minute drive, one way or the other. You know? And chances are they're going to give you a police escort or they're flying you in real quick.
That's a dick move. If you're the Rockies farm system and you are almost as far as you could possibly be
from your
affiliate.
It's weird because I wonder if the placement has anything to do with it because the New Britain Red Sox were, I guess, a double-A team from the 90s. And then they... At the same time, Portland was the Florida Marlins AA team.
Okay.
So they were the Portland Sea Dogs, but they were the Marlins if they had Marlins colors. That's where Kevin Millar played up there. And then I don't know how these affiliations work. I know that at some point, you know, the Red Sox own these players and they just move them to different locations, essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you own a AAA or a AA or a single A team, so they say you own the team, you affiliate with a ball club. So you own the stadium and you own the rights to the team. And you have to, as a businessman, sign a contract with one of these major league clubs to allow their players to play there.
Okay.
And I think you get a percentage of the revenue or something like that. I don't know how it works. I've looked it up and it's very complicated.
Hmm.
I wonder if this is something we could do. We could research this. I'm very curious how this works.
When's Pawtucket packing up shop?
I think it's the end of this year. I think this is it.
This year?
There may or may not be a 1 o'clock game tomorrow that I may or may not. I mean, 11 o'clock. They play every Thursday at 11 o'clock game.
I'm going to look
that
up, actually, when they're finally done. I'd like to go one last time.
Yes, because I think they already broke ground for the stadium in Worcester.
It's kind of my childhood, man. I went to a lot of games.
Did you go to a lot of Pawtucket games?
Yeah,
I've only been there once.
I used to go with my dad a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like I was telling Stu, like, the Yard Goats game, they actually had real goats there. And all those
Yard Goats.
They, I mean, it was cheap. It was $10 for the both of us to get in.
That's good.
Oh, it was $20 for the both of us. $10 each. And we got standing room tickets, so we kind of just chilled. We found, like, a stool to sit in. That was cool. And then beers were $5. Hot dogs were $3.
Yeah.
You know, I got myself a Yards Go t-shirt, which is cool.
I remember telling you went to the, was the Navigators, the one in Lynn. Dollar hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You beat that.
We used to go when they were the Mad Dogs. Remember
Oh, really?
When the Mad Dogs, before they were the Navigators.
I didn't know.
Now they're the Spirit. Or where they went Mad Dog, Spirit, then Navigators.
Maybe.
Something like that. Yeah, it's all part of this private league.
I didn't know how the history of that field is actually pretty extensive. Babe Ruth played on that field?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, that's the history of that field is actually kind of...
And the Beatles played in Manning Bowl, which is right next to it.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, those two stadiums Fraser Field and Man and Bull have a lot of history.
That's crazy.
I guess who would have thought that? Back in the day, Fraser Field was home to a minor league. It was a double A or a single A baseball team for the Pittsburgh Pirates, actually, like in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they've always had baseball at that field. I mean, I'm surprised. I know that we were talking a couple, like about a year ago, how Malden was pushing for a
double A team. Yeah, man, that would have been so cool.
But like that area in Lynn, like that stadium's already there. Like, I'm surprised that a actual major league affiliate hasn't tried to go into there, because I mean, it's
why not? Maybe add a little bit more upkeep to it. But isn't there a high school kind of behind? No. There's another football field right behind it.
Football field's behind it, but there's parking in there. So it's a picture of a giant square. Yeah. A rectangle is the field. A square is the baseball field, but there's an area of parking. There was never a problem with parking.
But I think you would have to develop it a little more and add like an outfield section. You wouldn't be able to do that because you have the football field right there touching
it. Where she's from in Johnson City is the single A. It's equivalent to the Lowell Spinners for the Cardinals. It's the Johnson City Cardinals. We drove by the stadium. It's no better than a little league stadium that they play in. There is I was impressed with a lot of these minor league stadiums I've seen. That one, we didn't see a game because they play the short A, so it's like June through like August.
Yeah.
And the stadium was basically a little bit better than a really good high school stadium. So I mean, I guess you build, you have to make a team want to be affiliated with you, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you're building a stadium, you're going to draw that team. You know what I mean? You can't just show up and be like, hey, I have a field in the back. You want to play? You know, it's not like the old days. Now like minor league baseball is a legit business.
It is.
You know what I mean? So it's like, especially how expensive regular ball games are, you know? But,
yeah.
You know. All right, so you got a new, we'll end it at this. We've seen a new potato.
Yes, the whirlwind potato.
I forgot which one it was. I watched it yesterday.
Growing. Slightly,
it was the Transformers.
No, I did the most recent one I did was movie trailer spoiling.
Oh, yes,
plot details.
Yes, which was a very good one. You should check it out. Go to Whirlwind Potato on YouTube and see all the very many weekly videos of the mallet over here. What days they come out? Mondays,
yes, I'm on Mondays,
yes. And you can go to thepacky.com, the Wicked Explorers website. Oh, excuse me. And if you go to Wicked Explorers on YouTube, you get to see me and Susie's videos. She's going to be topless next week, so you should subscribe. Because it's for subscribers only. Get to see the boobies.
Yes.
Nola's naked on there.
Non-subscribers get cheesy sensor bars.
That's right. You get the sensor bars. Yeah. Just like double-dose Disney.
Ugh.
Those fuckers, which we didn't talk about today, and I'm very happy. I did unsubscribe to the happiest
good
vlog
for you.
On Earth.
I'm very happy for you. I'm glad you did.
I want to put in one out there. If you want me to subscribe to your YouTube channel, I will accept one ad in the middle of your video. I'll accept one in the beginning, and I'll accept one in the middle. I'll give you the one in the middle. Yeah. If you have a 15-minute video and you have four fucking ads, I'm done. I'm not every 5 minutes have to see in some fucking commercial about a cruise line or like some sex drug I need to take. And then have to like find my phone and skip it.
Yes.
So don't if you're being monetized, one ad, please. That's all you need. Mm. Don't be greedy. Yeah. People get pissed off. I'll defriend you. I will unsubscribe, and I'll give you thumbs down, and I'll leave terrible reviews.
I do wonder what the absolute... Let's pretend you wanted to be a complete asshole. What the absolute worst you could do? If you could put one every 30 seconds, could you really do
probably,
that?
Probably could. Yes. Who'd watch the fucking
video? I think
video?
I know my next skit.
Yeah.
Just to fuck around, fake ads in between like every 10 seconds.
It'd be funny because it wouldn't be real ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they don't have consistency on the volume of these ads either.
Yeah.
Have you never noticed that? Like, you'd be watching the video, and it'd be like, our videos would be a certain level, and then all of a sudden, the ad's like 10 times louder. Just,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, don't do that, guys.
No.
What's the matter, Nola? Nola, what's the matter? What are you crying for?
She dead?
I think she wants to get up. There she goes. All right, so this is another week in the hole.
Episode
100. Thank you guys for watching. Like us on YouTube. And subscribe to us on iTunes. Just hit the little subscribe button. You get all the episodes. You can listen to all 500 episodes that are out there. And next week, Mitch Moreland's going to be on. So you should stay tuned. It's not going to be the real Mitch Moreland. It's going to be Joey dressed as Mitch Moreland. So it's going to be interesting. So it's going to be cool. Go Bruins. Hopefully while we're talking next week, they'll already be in the Stanley Cup. You plugging anything other than the Whirlwind Report and the potato?
Other than the potato, no. Check out the Whirlwind Potato on YouTube. And thanks for watching.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.